Welcome to the Asian Soup Podcast. I'm Julia.
And I'm Roxanne.
This is the Asian Soup Podcast where any ingredient is welcome.
Yay, come sit with us. Come in our bowl.
Come have soup with us.
All right. Well, the first thing we want to kind of do in our first episode ever is kind of introduce a little bit about who we are. So I guess I'll start first. I'm Roxanne. I was born in Hong Kong. I moved to Sydney when I was 6 months old and I grew up here ever since. I've lived in Hong Kong for the past 5 years and recently moved back. I speak English. I speak Cantonese. I speak really crappy Mandarin. And I can't write Chinese, but I can write my name, which I think is a plus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Every bit counts.
Every bit counts.
Yep.
Okay.
Me?
Yeah.
So I'm Julia. I'm Australian Korean. Mm-hmm. I was born in Sydney, Australia, and have lived here all my life. I've lived in Japan for a little bit, for 1 year. I've lived in the Sunshine Coast for a little bit, 6 months.
Yeah.
And I speak Korean, English, and I also speak Japanese, which is conversational.
So cool.
I don't think you knew that about me.
Did you do international studies?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, that's why I went
to that's why you went to
Japan for
I went
a year.
To France. But
oh,
I can't, my French is really bad.
What year?
2011.
Oh,
that's
when
why
I went.
We know each other. That's maybe why I've seen you. Okay, anyways.
So we studied international studies
together at UTS, but you did MAP.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, so that's my little intro. Was that all right?
Yeah.
Cool. Well, yeah, as you guys can see, we don't really know each other that well.
Yeah.
We're going to be continually discovering things about each other.
Yeah.
Should we talk about like how we met or about our friendship relationship?
Yeah, sure. Mm. How, yeah. Okay. So we figured out that we are Facebook friends and that we saw each other growing up around Strathfield area. And the reason why we kind of got together now around 10 days ago, 10 yeah. days ago was because our mutual friend, I don't need to say her name, but
no, say it.
Okay, our mutual friend Jay. Hope she doesn't mind, but yeah, we were kind of Jay spoke to you, and you were confused a bit about your career situation, and Jay suggested that Julia reach out to me because I've also gone through similar things, and we're kind of both in digital marketing, content, e-com.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we've changed a lot in our careers. So we got together and had a chat about our careers and we realized that we were so similar.
Mm-hmm.
And then for some reason we shared that, Julia shared that she wants to start a podcast and I said, I really want to start a podcast too.
Yeah. No, it's because what happened was we were talking about our careers.
Yeah.
And then I said, honestly, you know, why are we even talking about our careers? Like, all I really want to do is just start a YouTube channel and be a YouTuber.
Yeah.
And then you said,
me too.
Yeah. And I was like, what? Like, that's not normally the reaction I hear whenever I say that. People would be like,
oh, I'm too shy. Like, yeah.
Not even. It'd be like, oh, cool. Nice dream. Like, they don't say nice dream.
Good luck.
But like, yeah, but then.
You should do it. They like, my friends do tell me to do it.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
It was just weird to have someone say me too.
Me too.
Yeah. I don't think I've ever had anyone, I don't think I've met anyone who said me too. So I was like, okay. And to be honest, I've been asking some random people, not random people, but people around me if they want to start a podcast with me for the past month. So I asked maybe about 5 different people. They all said, oh, I'd love to be a guest. But no one actually said they wanted to do it.
Yeah.
So when I asked you about the YouTube thing, I was like, hang on, this is a potential podcast person. And so I said to you, do you want to start a podcast with me?
Yeah.
And then you said,
yeah, why not?
Yeah. And then I was like,
let's do it.
Yeah. And then I was like, oh, I'm talking too loud. And then I was like, what? We were saying, is this really happening?
Yeah.
We just kept saying, is this really happening? And then did we make a notion that night? It was a Monday.
Yeah. We started the notion that night.
Notion is a, what do you call it? A tool, guys. App. Notion, please sponsor us.
We love Notion. I feel really like love using Notion together, we've also learned new kind of shortcuts on it just by using it together. And it's interesting to see how Jules uses Notion versus how I use it. Like, I'm a bit messy.
I'm messy,
but then like I tidied up one thing, but then Jules will like tidy up the whole thing. Like she'll just go tidy up the whole thing. And then what started as episode ideas is now like just, it keeps growing.
Yeah, it's huge. Like it's have it open in front of us. Like there's no point in having it open because it's just so long.
So many ideas.
There's a billion things in here. It's huge. I reckon there's probably like 10,000 words in here. Yeah. So what were we talking about again?
Oh my God.
Okay. Oh yeah, yeah. So that's
how we met and how we started this podcast.
Yeah. And then that notion just grew.
Yeah.
And then we planned to do a recording.
Yeah.
This weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah. And now we're here.
We didn't think we'd get it this weekend though.
Yeah.
We thought we'd need another weekend, I thought.
Yeah, because of the mic situation.
But let's just do it.
Yeah.
Let's try. Let's see. And yeah, so why Asian soup? So that whole time, the last 2 weeks, and even before that, I think we both already knew kind of what kind of podcast or what we kind of wanted to talk about. And we just brain dumped everything we wanted to do. And now we've narrowed down to a name, which is Asian Soup Podcast. So I guess let's just talk about why Asian soup and what this podcast means to us and how we want to keep going.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Great question. Asian soup. It makes me laugh because every time we say Asian soup, I'm still not used to it because the name that we sort of settled with in the beginning was Asian Group.
Yeah.
Asian Group Podcast. And we did a poll and we
did a survey with friends.
Friends and
thank
research.
You, friends, for answering all our questions and being honest because it really
helped
us change the name.
Yeah. I reckon the people who did the survey, they're probably like, what the hell? Like Asian soup wasn't even on the poll. They're like, you guys just wasted my time.
Because we were really set on Asian group. Because just quickly, what was the idea behind Asian group? It was like the idea of having an Asian group at school and just falling into it and that we're the Asian group that you can sit with. But then at the same time, not everyone had an Asian group at school and not everyone even knows that term. Mm-hmm. And the feeling was that it was a bit like
exclusive.
Yeah, like only Asians can sit in this group or something. But no, now anyone can drink Asian soup, right? Like you could be from any cultural background. If you're open and if you want to drink yummy things and eat yummy food and expand your taste buds, you're going to drink some Asian soup with us.
The Asian group was it. We love the feeling of it, but what we realized is that from our brainstorming session, we realized that our why is actually connection and community.
Mm-hmm.
And if that's really what we want to achieve and we want to head towards, Asian group was not really encompassing that because it's exclusive or it can be exclusive.
Mm-hmm. And another thing that we love about Asian soup is that it gives us that warm and fuzzy feeling, which is what we really wanted to achieve with this podcast, whether you're, listening to us catching the train or taking a walk or in bed or whatever. Mm-hmm. We just want to kind of share the feeling of getting to know a really close friend or one-on-one kind of conversation. And
yeah, like yeah. the warm and fuzzy feeling.
Yeah.
So with Asian group, we were, you know, there was that warm, fuzzy, nostalgic feeling that we really liked. But
I think it's harder to communicate.
Yeah. So we were like, what's something similar where it's still, you know, that warm, fuzzy feeling?
Yeah.
And
we just changed like two letters and now it's like, Asian soup.
Roxy, with the new design, you only have to, did you literally just delete GR and replace it with the S?
Yeah.
And then just center it?
I mean, you know, things might change and, but right now it is growing on me. And I like that Asian soup is very open,
very inclusive.
Yeah.
One of my friends said that. Even, you know, if it's a non-Asian ingredient that you put it in the soup, it's still Asian soup.
Yeah. I mean, onions are not Asian. It's just...
Aren't they?
Well, I, you know...
What about like lentils? Oh, no, I don't know. This is not...
Okay. Fish or pork is not Asian. Like it's just a meat and they put it in soup.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Or even... I was going to say pasta, but I feel like that... I guess you can still have... Asian soup with pasta. I don't know. But you guys know what we mean. Yeah. Like with Asian soup, there's actually, I don't know about you, but with Asian soup, there's no recipe.
What do you mean?
I mean, there is, but like my mom doesn't use a recipe.
It's sort of like they just do it. They just do it. Well, speaking of Asian soup, because this is our first episode, what is your favorite Asian soup?
Great segue. My favorite Asian soup... I have a clear favorite.
Yeah.
Have you heard of doenjang jjigae?
No. Well, maybe if you explain what it is. Mm-hmm. I'm really bad at Korean. I'm sorry. But what is it?
So doenjang jjigae is a Korean soybean-based soup.
Oh, yeah.
It's got tofu, zucchini, and that's normally like the basic ingredient. But when there's potato in there, oh my God, it's so good.
We were just sharing our love for potatoes and chips and like all things potato.
Yeah. So when there's potato in the soup, oh my God, it is the most comforting thing.
Aww.
And the thing I like about doenjang jjigae is that my mom used to tell me to have it when I have a stomach ache.
Aww.
And I don't know if you've noticed already, but I get stomach aches pretty easily. Like I got a heat pack.
She has a heat pack in her like shorts under this dress
right now. I have a bit of a stomach ache right now. But doenjang jjigae is meant to be comforting and help with that.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I really believed it. And then when I got a bit older, I was like, hang on, that makes no sense.
She's
like
making you drink it.
I was like, how does doenjang jjigae help with my stomach?
Like, but the hot, because it's hot.
No. Oh, you get that too. But you know how fermented foods and like probiotics.
Oh, they're meant to help. Yeah.
How that all kind of became popular.
Yeah.
That's when I realized, doenjang jjigae has like fermented soybean paste.
Oh.
So there's actually like science behind it. And I was like, oh my God, like Asians. My grandma was right. What about you? What's your favorite soup?
My favorite soup. Is this Chinese soup? It sounds a bit gross, though. So I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
It's a bit gross, but it's not gross. It's so good. So it's salmon fish head soup.
Okay, yeah,
salmon fish head soup. Mm-hmm. With tofu and baby bok choy or another choy veg called something else. But it's like. Because the salmon head is so gelatinous and it has so much meat in it, that once it's in the soup, and this usually the soup becomes quite not clear, like opaque, like it's quite white.
Okay.
Because you're meant to fry off the head or the bits of salmon first.
Okay.
So it could be salmon head and bone and a bit of meat there, and then there's a big flavor of ginger. And you put in the tofu and it's just so comforting.
Sounds so comforting.
And you put pepper on it, like in the soup.
Yeah.
I don't know why, but it works. And then you can eat it on its own or with rice. And, yeah, my parents used to make it. And when I was living in Hong Kong, I would go to my friend's place and her parents made it for me.
Oh, that's so nice.
And I was like, oh, my gosh, you don't understand, like, this feels like I'm home.
Mm.
And they're like, oh, have you had this before? I'm like, yes, of course. And I was oh my gosh, because I was living in Hong Kong and my parents were here.
Yeah.
So it's just like, oh, such a nice feeling.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I love tofu. But I love a lot of different soup.
That soup sounds like it could really heal people because yeah. I think there's something about ginger.
Yeah, ginger.
Ginger is so good.
Yeah.
That's so nice.
Yeah.
There's something about food that can really bring some like nostalgia and feeling, like even if you're so far away from mm-hmm. home.
Yeah.
Is it like a popular soup or is it something that's not that common?
I think it's definitely a soup that is more that you make it at home. Mm-mm. So you don't really get it. You don't really order it when you're at a restaurant.
Yeah.
Like it's not really available at a restaurant.
Mm.
Like usually at restaurants they'll have maybe like more chicken kind of soups pork kind of soups or beef.
Mm-hmm.
But then, yeah, I think this salmon one is like a homey, very homey, maybe Cantonese style thing. Yeah.
Wow. I've never heard of it.
I'll make it for you one day. Oh, I'll try to. Yeah.
I'd love that. I really love any Asian soup. That sounds so nice.
Yeah.
We actually...
The head particularly sounds really nice.
Well, I think the head and the bones have more flavor anyway.
That's true.
It's perfect for soups. Yeah, I wonder if the history of the soup, like I'm genuinely curious about this, but like if it has any story behind it. Because the head is normally the part you throw out.
Yeah. It's probably always a story like that, right? Like mm-hmm. offcuts, bones, they'll make it into a soup mm-hmm. instead of wasting it.
Yeah.
And then even in, I think, yeah, my mom and dad, like all people, Chinese culture, like you'll still eat the bits of meat from the bone.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Yeah, you pick it.
Yeah.
I literally ate like in the fridge we have salmon, like bone and head meat in the fridge, like cooked. My parents love it.
Yeah.
But I'd rather eat the meat.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm like, but I feel like for them, it brings back memories.
Yeah. Like they like, I think some people like picking at the bones. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. That's so nice.
Yeah. So that's our favorite soups. We didn't realize. We didn't know.
Yeah, yeah. This is all, none of this is scripted, by the way. We're totally winging it, but it's really nice. I feel comfortable now. Do you feel comfortable? Yeah.
We were a bit nervous before.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, because before 2 weeks ago, we really didn't chat much. Like our main interactions throughout mutual friends, we would see each other and mm-hmm. say hi or wave, but we never.
Should we talk about that?
Like, yeah, sure.
Yeah. Well, guys, like today is actually the first time we're seeing each other face to face in years.
Yeah.
I think the last time I saw you was probably at uni.
Yeah, probably, maybe.
Which is like...
We wouldn't remember.
How many years would that be?
Like 10. No, not 10 years.
Like maybe like five to eight years.
6 years. 8 years, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So I guess like our audience, they don't know anything about us.
Yeah.
So where do we even begin? We actually don't really... We know each other, but not really that well.
I guess we could start like... We remember each other because we went to the same tutoring place in mm-hmm. high school.
Mm-hmm.
So probably like year 11, 12, mm-hmm. we probably saw each other around.
Mm-hmm.
And then in uni, we were at the same uni but doing different courses, like we just realized
before. We were doing
international studies.
So we actually did
Japanese, I did French. And then I did fashion and then mm-hmm. you did
map. Yeah.
And then... Yeah. What did you do after that? Because, like, it's been a while.
Because we
were talking about how we were having that conversation about career stuff and
mm-hmm.
your background in hospitality and then mm-hmm. you went into...
Yeah. I thought we're talking about how we met.
I forgot how we met. We just met like through
Yeah, so Stratfield we knew of each other.
Something.
And then I always knew of you.
Oh my God, I'm segueing too early. Sorry.
I'm excited.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I always knew of you.
Yeah.
And then even in uni, we were saying like we waved at each other, remember?
Yeah.
We used to wave at each other.
Yeah.
But I don't think I've ever actually talked to you.
Yeah. No.
Nah. And then we both lived our own lives. And then this year,
yeah,
2021, well, mm-hmm. 10 days ago, yeah. I reached out to you. And actually, I saw you on LinkedIn. You come up on my LinkedIn feed.
Really? Maybe because you follow Kin, I think. Or you follow something.
I followed. I probably followed Kin because you popped up. Because
I posted.
Yeah,
it.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But I thought I could see your activity on LinkedIn and I thought, wow, this...
I'm trying too hard.
No, this chick is really cool. Like you had your own business and your job title like on LinkedIn was similar to mine.
And I
always thought you were a fashion person. So I thought that's interesting. You're in like digital marketing.
Yeah, I changed.
Yeah,
like
we'll get into that. And then Jay, he mentioned you.
Yeah, yeah.
Or we're allowed to say her name, right?
Yeah, yeah. I guess so. We'll have to let her know,
and then we can cut. We can beep it if she doesn't want to.
Yeah.
And then I reached out to you, and then this happened. So we actually don't really know each other very well. Mm-hmm. We have mutual friends, 22 Facebook mutual friends. We learned that a few days ago.
Yeah.
So I think it's pretty interesting because we're actually learning a lot about each other, and I have a Korean background. You have. Are you Chinese or honky? Is that the right term? Is that rude?
I think this is like another, it's either, China's so big and then, I was born in Hong Kong, which is a special administrative region now of China. I would say I'm honky, but then if you're being really like, I'm Chinese Australian, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, Hong Kong is not a race or a group of people. I feel like I might get slammed for this because there's so much freaking sensitivity.
One of the things that
I'm Chinese,
said.
Okay.
One of the
Chinese Australian. I'm not denying my background.
One of the things that we said we were talking about like in our notion.
Shit.
What are
oh
we
my
not?
God, we need to delete this. Oh shit.
What are we not? And we were like, we're not political. We're gonna talk about light topics. It's gonna be fun.
It's gonna be light.
Honestly, I just asked you.
Honestly, it's just, okay, just context, because it's really freaking sensitive.
It is.
And I was there during the protests and stuff. Like, it's a really sensitive topic.
Mm-hmm.
I'm Chinese. There's no, like, nothing I can say about that. I'm Chinese Australian and I was born in Hong Kong. Like, the end, you know, that's it.
Mm-hmm. Let's not.
That's it.
We're not going to go
we're
in
not
there.
Go there. But I think it's in... That aside, like, you know, I'm open to chatting about things because I think it is very interesting. And, you know, even in Australia, like, you know, someone's from Sydney, someone's from Melbourne, or everyone's quite different. Do you know what I mean? Like, there's different cultures in different areas of a country or a region.
Yeah.
So, I'll leave it at that.
So I guess that answered the how we met.
Yeah.
Did we cover all the points?
I think so.
Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah. So in a sentence, I guess it's more like we knew of each other since high school, but it was really this year, but it was really 10 years ago that we reconnected and had
10 years ago. Oh my God.
I'm nervous. I must be still nervous.
Ten days ago.
And
it feels like 10 years maybe.
Yeah.
But we technically know each other for that long. That's probably why.
Yeah. Technically we do, but not on a deeper level.
Yeah. So I think it'll be really fun for us to like get to know each other through this podcast. Mm-hmm. And so what is Asian Soup? What do we actually want to do with this podcast? We've talked for a little bit and like the main thing we want to do with it is, well, for me, I, you know, we really want to share real stories of real people, kind of broaden our network and connect with other people and just know that there's value in real stories and sharing them and learning from them.
Mm-hmm.
And at the same time, having fun and learning how to podcast, getting to know each other. And it's also really special that I found someone that wants to do it with me because I wouldn't do this by myself. I would be just talking to myself, which is kind of boring. So at least I'm talking to someone else. But why did you want to start this and what do you think is important?
Mm. For me, I think I've always wanted to do something like digital. I love starting projects.
Mm-hmm.
And I also love sharing stories, love sharing what I've learned. I've always watched YouTube, listened to podcasts made or created by Asian American, not even just American Asians or Aussie Asians or Canadian Asians, but just in general, I love like watching content online.
Yeah.
And there's a bit of a movement happening at the moment with, I don't like saying Western, but with Asians in Western countries.
Yeah.
Creating stuff. And it's really exciting. There are so many podcasts out there as well. And I know this is probably, I don't know if we're not unique. A lot of people are doing this. I like to make that clear. There's a lot of people doing it. Yeah. And I just thought, I want to be a part of this.
Yeah, it seems fun and exciting. I think when you're little, when I was little, this wasn't planned, but like wanted to share, like when YouTube just started, I think why I was obsessed with YouTube is because I finally found people who like I could identify with, like Wong Fu, which was ages ago, community channel. There was a Kev Jumba.
Oh my God, I was obsessed with Kev
Jumba. Yeah, like I was just in high school and I would watch these people and I thought, oh, wow, they're kind of like, wow, they're so similar to me, but they're really putting their content out there and they're so creative and they're so funny, you know, like I'm nothing like that, but
you're funny.
I think, oh my God, thanks. But yeah, I think it's just important to, you know what, another thing about this is we'll learn how to speak better. I think that's really good. Like even for a work situation, you know, how to communicate clearly and present yourself, I think is important.
Yeah, I want to really get better at that. I have a presentation to do on Thursday and honestly, I haven't brought this up yet, but I feel really like nervous about it and especially because we did a practice podcast episode and we said
we need to take it down
and butts way too much.
Yeah.
But see, I just said but again.
So yeah, I think we'll, you know, practice makes perfect and no one's perfect. So we'll just keep going and go from there.
Yeah. I think that covers sort of like our why we want to do it.
Yeah.
Another one is it's just fun.
Yeah.
It's just super fun. Like I said, like again, but it's just really fun to be able to create and put yourself out there.
Yeah.
And it requires a little bit of courage and creativity and a lot of different ingredients.
You're not going to let this go, but yeah, different ingredients. All ingredients are welcome. Yeah, I said again, but oh my gosh.
You got to let it go.
Got to let it go. Just be you. There I go again. So
back to our why. And have I said anything about community and connection?
Why are you asking me? I don't remember. I hope so. That's Jules, your why, community and connection.
Yeah, that's a strong value of mine.
Like it's actually your own personal value, which is really interesting.
Yeah. I had a session like by myself and I try to figure out my why, my values. I don't even know why I did that, but I thought it was like a fun activity, especially like around December. That's when you start getting into the reflective mode.
Yeah.
And I picked five values and community was one of them, like that sense of belonging or just giving. And I don't know, there's just so much joy you can get from being a part of something, a community. And I feel like us doing this, I'm really curious, like I would love to be able to create a community, but I'm curious whether like what will come out of it.
Yeah, anything can happen. So I think as long as we're enjoying what we're doing and staying authentic, we'll find out.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing I think is really great about podcasting or starting this podcast is that, mm-hmm. you know, we're in control of what we're creating. Mm-hmm. It's we're doing it because we want to do it. We're not paid to do it. We're just doing it because we want to.
Mm-hmm.
And I think having these little achievements outside of work is really fun.
Mm-hmm. That's so true, because I'm in my current role right now. I create content
mm-hmm.
and more written content.
Yeah.
And you do get to choose what you want to create, but mm-hmm. this is like real content creation, like what we want to create, things that are meaningful to us, our lived experiences.
Personally. Yeah.
Not for the brand that we work for.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's really exhilarating. Yeah, it's
very exciting.
So exciting. Should we touch on, like, do we have time?
Yeah. So maybe like what you can expect to come in the next few episodes, or what kind of topics we're going to cover and things like that. And then we'll finish off with a few questions for each other.
Yep. Sounds good.
So what to expect, like topics we want to talk about. We want to talk about things like marriage, kids, beauty ideals,
mental health,
career,
The Asian Australian experience,
real life stories like health and fitness, or we're even thinking of
recipes
Asian for making soup recipes.
Guys be interested in Asian soup recipes?
Please share your favorite Asian soup, because we shared ours before.
So comment down below.
we have to be great to kind of gather everyone else's
ingredients. Oh, Moxie loves
key
it.
Ingredients. Fish head.
Awesome. Lots of topics. We're thinking of having some guests as well. Yeah. Really excited about that.
Yeah.
Would love to get some different experiences, and I mean, there are a lot of areas that we're not
experts in. Yeah.
Yeah. So having people come on the show or podcast and, you know, talk about different topics, I think that would be super, super valuable.
Yeah. Really excited.
Mm-hmm. Well, I have prepared some questions.
Okay.
Have you?
I have.
I should have.
But mine are like more short answer questions.
Yeah. So do you want to start with yours or mine?
Sure, I'll start with mine.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The first one is, what is your love language? Because I don't know you yet, so I don't know your love language.
Well, my love language. I did the test like a few years ago.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like some of them might have changed, but there's five love languages, right? So we've got quality time, physical touch, acts of service, words of affirmation, and physical touch. No, what's the fifth one?
Oh, gifting?
Oh, gift giving. And for me, I scored, I think, like a 10 out of 12 for words of affirmation, quality time, and acts of service.
Okay.
What about you?
Cool. I did it years ago. I don't know if it's changed. I'd like to check again, but it was words of affirmation and quality time. Yeah. So kind of similar. Okay. Next question. What's your star sign? So your birthday was in August.
Yeah. So I'm a Leo.
You're a Leo. I'm a Libra.
So that's all the questions?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I've prepared some questions too. So this is this or that.
Okay.
And I'll ask a question.
Yeah.
This or that. And we say maybe after three.
And then we say the which answer. One. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Cool. Oh, the first question already is so hard. I don't even know what I'm going to say, but okay.
Let's try.
Ready?
Okay. Yeah.
Cat or dog?
Dog. Oh, One, two, three. Shit. I gotta cut.
1, 2, 3. Dog.
Dog.
Okay.
Okay.
Got too excited. Well, why not
I really
cat?
Want one.
What about a cat? Are you anti-cat?
I'm not anti-cat. But I feel like if I've never had a pet before and I really want to try, I would like to get a dog. Because I feel like they're more affectionate and playful.
Cats are so affectionate.
Really?
Yeah. And cats are way low, like easier. They're easier low maintenance. Yeah.
Oh, so it's a really good intro. I'd be happy with either. Okay. Oh, it's a good intro pet. Okay.
Mm-hmm. I think so. Because they're very independent.
Oh my gosh. Maybe one day they'll be a little
cat and dog.
Cat and dog.
That would be cute.
We'll see.
Okay, ready?
Yeah.
Summer or winter? 1, 2, 3. Summer.
Summer. For sure.
Netflix or YouTube? 1, 2, 3.
YouTube.
Rice or noodles? 1, 2, 3.
Noodles.
Rice.
Wow. I love
That's
noodles.
That's our first different one.
Yeah.
Morning person or night person? 1, 2, 3.
Night.
Morning person.
I want to be a morning person. I've slowly become a bit more, but I'm still a night person.
After starting this podcast, I've become a night person.
Oh, no.
But we could shift.
We could shift,
if you
yeah.
like. Okay, nice car or nice home interior? 1, 2, 3.
Nice home interior.
What's worse, laundry or dishes? 1, 2, 3.
Dishes.
Laundry. I hate doing the laundry.
Oh my God, really?
Yeah.
I like it. I hate dishes. I like cooking, but I hate dishes.
I don't like laundry because it's a 3-step process.
Oh.
You got to put it in. That's step one. And then you got to wait. That waiting time because you have to stick around.
It's like an hour. Yeah,
yeah.
You do.
And then you got to hang it up, right?
I like hanging it up.
And then you got to wait for it to dry.
And then you need to fold it.
It's a whole day job.
Yeah, that's true.
That's why.
It's not that I'm really good at it, but I don't like dishwashing.
Well,
but I'll do it. I'll do it. And I need, if I'm cooking, I need to wash as I go.
Uh-huh.
Or I don't like leaving it in the sink, because then that's another thing about dishwashing. It just gives me like, it's just like, I need to wash the dishes.
That's so interesting, because you're such
like, I do it.
No, because before we were saying how you're a bit messy. I am a bit messy.
Yeah.
But in the kitchen, you like things being a bit clean, I guess.
Yeah. Like, I hate seeing dishes in there, even though, like, I don't want to do it, but I'm like, I need to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Like, you know how some people gather the dishes before they, like, wash it all? Sorry, I'm still going. But, like, I really don't like gathering. Like, I just need the sinks
empty.
Clear. Yeah.
Okay. Bath or shower? 1, 2, 3.
Bath. Shower.
Baths.
I like baths, but I never like, I should take more time to do it. But yeah, I should.
You've got one.
I should, but I don't do them enough.
It's one of those things where if you do it more, like you create a routine for it.
Yeah, so good.
So good.
Okay.
I mean, the thing is, the funny thing is that you
They're
have
good.
A bath.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't even have a bath. I have a makeshift bath.
What?
So if you go on, I'll leave a link in the description, in the description box. I have a plastic bath because I love taking baths. And then my new place, there's only a shower.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, I Googled on eBay. I mean, I searched
Amazon.
On eBay.
Oh, see. Okay. Yeah.
Portable bath pad
yeah.
and came up for $30 and I have this like plastic tub.
Is it really deep?
Yeah.
So those deep ones?
It's deep and it's like this big.
Oh, so it's like a soak.
Yeah. Soak.
Yeah.
Yeah. So good.
Cool.
Okay. This is a bit of a weird question. Okay, in the summertime when sleeping, fan or no fan? 1, 2, 3.
Fan. How else are you going to sleep? Or AC?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know about you, but my grandma used to tell me that if I sleep with the window open or with the fan on, my face will get twisted.
Oh, my God. What a lie. Your face will get twisted?
I actually believed it.
I think she wanted to not waste energy.
No, like even the window.
Even the window. Why? Twisted by who? Oh my god, that's another scary thing.
Like the cold will twist it. It's also like I was told not to sit on the tiles, my bare bum, or I can't have babies.
Oh my gosh.
Yes, I always slept.
That's so intense.
I
mean, not slept.
I would always sit on a mat.
Okay. Things Asian parents or grandmas tell us is like another episode too.
Yeah. I mean, there might be some wisdom behind it. I don't know.
Because it's cold and Asians don't like cold stuff.
Yeah, that's true. They don't.
And I don't think it's good to sit on a towel with your bare bum anyway, unless you're really hot. Like, why would you sit on your bare bum?
I don't know, but do you think that's an Asian thing?
Shouldn't you wear some pants?
Not on your bare bum. What are you picturing?
Oh, my God. I don't know. Okay.
Questions?
Cool. Do you feel like you've learnt anything?
Yeah, definitely. Mm. I've learnt your new, well, not new, but your favourite soup and all the rest. And there's, yeah, more to learn soon.
Mm-hmm.
I think that was quite good because
we didn't, as soon as we started recording and we just started talking, it just felt really natural. And yeah. I actually really loved that we just talked about anything and I felt like I learned a lot about you as well.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Likewise. We'll have to like rewatch this and see if we're even going to post it.
Yeah, we'll see.
But even if we do post it, like, please share any feedback or anything you think we can do better. But mm-hmm. I guess the first episode is kind of just getting to know each other, mm-hmm. sharing what we're doing, mm-hmm. What Asian soup is all about. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, next episodes we'll be focusing more on, like, actual themes and topics.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. I hope everyone got to get to know us a little bit, and hopefully this is, like, a good – episode to set the tone for the rest of the episodes to come.
Thanks for watching.
Yeah. Thanks for sitting with us.
Thanks for we'll come up with a better
outro. Yeah.
But thanks for watching and see you in the next one.
Yeah. Bye.
Bye. Thank you.